This is Wario Ritterloo.
Mono Amigos, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show right here on CKMS 102.7 Mono A Mono. We have got another fantastic episode for you today. We've only done this actually a couple times. Actually, I don't know, maybe we've done it more times than I'm thinking, but... we've only done it as a part of the concept album inductee once or twice. And one time it went horribly wrong. I've kind of given away at this point. What we're doing here is we're doing a concept album podcast. And I mention that because if you're new to the Mono A Mono Show, each week we're doing something different. It could be the concept album podcast, it could be the new Airheads podcast, it could be an all-weather haulage takeover. Who knows what's going to happen? We've got something special, though, tonight. Tonight we're having a listening party that is an inductee right away into the Concept Album Hall of Fame. Concept Album is, for the Mono A Mono podcast, if you know a little bit about albums and concept albums, a concept album is an album that has like an underlying story. For the Mono A Mono show, a concept album is an album that is good from beginning till the end. The whole concept of an album, we were talking with Brad Merritt of 5440, is in kind of disarray right now with Spotify and people only listening to the main singles. So that's where this whole podcast series came from, picking the best albums that you could listen to straight from beginning till end. The band that we're going to be featuring today is Limb Lifter, and what's neat is they just released a brand new album called Little Pain. This is the first listen that we've had of this album. Now, we've done a listening party like this before. We were super excited for Nine Inch Nails, and we were excited for what we thought was a brand new Nine Inch Nails album. So we featured, as a concept album inductee, they were releasing the album to coincide at the, like, they were releasing it the night of the Mono A Mono show. So we said, okay, perfect, we're doing a concept album show that night, we are going to have a listening party, and it'll be automatically inducted their Ghosts album. What I didn't realize was it was just droning. It was like the background music for a movie that Trent Reznor was making with someone. And it was just, we had Mono Amigos writing in saying, like, this is brutal. We're actually listening to, and the problem also was it was a double album. Back then the Mono A Mono show was 2 hours long. So 2 hours of like droning. It was unbelievable. We did the whole thing. That was episode 26. On episode 32 of Concept Album, we retracted. We're getting harsh here. We retracted Ghosts being in the Concept Album Hall of Fame. So I apologize, Trent Reznor. Your other album, With Teeth, is in, and possibly in the future, maybe even, what is the other one? I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there will be likely other inductees. But Ghost was retracted. Now, another time I believe we did it was episode 2, Fear Inoculum. Now, that was Tool, same idea. Tool is releasing an album. That one is still stayed in, the concept album. It has not been retracted. Now, we feel confident that we can do this with Limblifter right here, because way back in episode 7, The Age of Electric, Make a Pest a Pet, was inducted into the Concept Album Hall of Fame. Ryan Dahl from Limblifter is the lead guitarist and in some songs sings in Age of Electric. Episode 15 of Concept Album, Pacific Milk, another Limblifter album, actually Limblifter's last album, was inducted into the Concept Album Hall of Fame. Episode 22 of Concept Album, Heavy Meta, which we probably should have done Trash Rock Legacy, I said Trash Rock, but I meant to say Thrash Rock. Anyway, episode 22, we inducted Heavy Meta, which was the follow-up Mounties album, which Ryan Dahl is a part of, along with Steve Bays and Hoxley Workman. I apologize for the mental delay right there. We were so excited for this follow-up album, but then they didn't tour it, they didn't release it on vinyl, nothing. So probably in the future, Thrash Rock Legacy will be inducted as well. Episode 24, Limblifter re-releases Balaclava on vinyl. That one gets inducted. That's a fantastic album also. Now, we haven't inducted yet the original Limblifter album, which is unbelievable album. It was also re-released on vinyl when Limblifter started performing again. And one of my favorites, which I feel has kind of been left out, is I.O., which was a fantastic, unbelievably fantastic Limblifter album. All these are possible future ones, but we're going to jump into, this is the first listen of Little Pain, but based upon all those other ones, episode 7, 15, 22, 24, we're inducting it straight away on our first listen right here, even before listening to it, but that's what makes this one exciting. And I don't think we're going to have to retract anything here, but that's how confident we are in Limblifter and this new album right here. So, without further ado, let's jump into the new Limblifter album. Here is Little Pain right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono.
I catch my girl. Oh, control. Impulse control.
All right, Mano Amigos, there it is, the brand new Limblifter album. The fifth Limblifter record, Little Pain. I've got in front of me a post, a social media post that Ryan Dahl posted, that this album is 7 years in the making / waiting, probably due to COVID. Anyway, and he's got a big long post here. Fantastic. I'm going to get to this post in just a second, but I just wanted to mention, I was not worried at all. Fantastic album from start to finish. There were some new elements to Limblifter in there. Like, I don't think, not, as far as I know, there was not saxophone in any other Limblifter. There might have been some saxophone or trumpets or such in the Ryan Dahl solo project, but not in Limblifter, I don't believe. Anyways, I was not worried at all. Definitely an inductee into the concept album Hall of Fame right there. Mano a Mano Hall of Fame. Here's what Ryan Dahl wrote. writes. I wanted to make... Ooh, I don't know that I like this first line right here. I wanted to make one more Limblifter record that captures the spirit of this band with Eric J. Brittenbach drumming. Now, what worries me about that is I wanted to make one more Limblifter record. I don't know if he means it like, I wanted to make one more Limblifter record. Or, I wanted to make one more Limblifter record. Like, slightly different in the sense that I wanted to make another. Or is this the one more, the last Limblifter record? Who knows? We'll see. Scary, because I enjoy listening to Limblifter records. In preparation for this one, I had I.O. playing in my car. Anyways, when he joined us, he being Eric J. Breitenbach, when he joined us, he brought heaps of energy and excitement and extended the life of this band. His friendship and support spurred me on to continue to search for new approaches because he is always game to play drums and just jam out my rough ideas for years on end. I spent most of COVID working in our new studio and developing the songs I had amassed from jamming with the band and re-recording bits and pieces and writing more songs to complement the collection. Endless patience from Megan here, or Migi. He corrected me one time at a show about that. Anyways, hearing me work on these songs ceaselessly and adding her bass parts and vocals whenever she was inspired to do so. From his home in Toronto, Greg McDonald helped carry this album over the finish line. When we were all burnt out on it, he would add excitement by adding keyboards or vocals or just weighing in by text with positivity and would spark more ideas on how to finish it. Between Greg and Megan, I'm going to say Megan just because that's what it looks like, it's how it's spelled. They were definitely the people that pushed me to push on and finish. Eric Warner, our friend, manager, agent, and label head, We Are Busy Bodies in Toronto, also deserves so much credit for being an endless positive force to Limblifter. He resurrected this band by re-releasing our first couple albums and went further by releasing Pacific Milk in 2015. Wow, that long ago. 2015. Anyway, also have to mention three other lovely friends. Stephanie Dabrowski added so much musicality in the form of keyboards all over the record, and she also played some acoustic guitar in Sorry, Sorry, Sorry. He didn't ask me. He could have. I would have done some recording for him. Anyway, back to his sentimental message here. Mark Peterson, who had been playing with Limblifter on and off since the second record, also added some crazy guitar, including the solo and subtitles, which I didn't jump in because I didn't want to interrupt the album, but I had heard subtitles. And, I don't know the titles very well yet. Haystack Rock, I believe it's called. And they were fantastic, so I knew the rest was going to be. Anyways, and to finish it out here, my friend and legendary American sax virtuoso, Donnie McCaslin, whose band I've been super lucky to play in and collaborate with over the last few years, played sax like no one else can play on two songs. The same two songs Eric J. Breitenbach also created the music and played guitar on Dish and Impulse Control, and he says, I hope y'all dig it, which we did right here on the Mono A Mono Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that album there. Definitely gonna have some tracks into our Towel Rock playlist in upcoming episodes of Mono A Mono. Stick around, we've got 3-9's tape coming up, as well as a whole bunch of other great stuff right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono A Mono!